This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Rainfall and snowfall affect several sectors including tourism, agriculture and aviation. Weather to improve from tomorrow? Vehicular movement along BP Highway and Mid Hill Highway restricted during night due to increased risk of floods and landslides? Nepal government defers appointments of ambassadors to vacant post. And Prince Andrew of United Kingdom stripped of title, ordered to leave Royal Lodge. Now the news in detail. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the Montha cyclone will bring rainfall to most parts of the country until tomorrow morning. Vibhuti Pokhrel, spokesperson of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, has stated there will be rain in the Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas today and the weather will start improving only from tomorrow morning. However, she added that continuous rain will not occur in all places of the valley today. Several parts of the country witnessed rainfall yesterday affecting various sectors including tourism, agriculture and aviation. Meanwhile, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Meteorological Forecasting Division, the cyclone Montha that developed in the Bay of Bengal made a landfall in Andhra Pradesh, India on the night of October 28th. It said after that the system gradually weakened, moving towards the north and northwest, approaching closer to the central region of Nepal as a low-pressure area and then moving eastward. According to the division, this system will affect the weather in Bagmati, Madhes and Kosi provinces of Nepal until November 1st. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged everyone to take necessary precautions as there is a possibility of heavy rainfall. The movement of vehicles along the BP Highway and the Mid Hill Highway has been restricted at night due to the increased risk of floods and landslides amidst continuous rains. According to the District Administration Office Sindhuli, the restriction is in effect from yesterday night until today night. In a public notice issued yesterday, the Administration Office urged all stakeholders to follow the instruction which restricts vehicular movement from Sindhuli to Kathmandu from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. for 2 days. Meanwhile, the government of Japan has decided the grant assistance 2.8 billion yen equivalent to 2.6 billion Nepalese rupees for emergency rehabilitation of Sindhuli Road affected by floods. The signing ceremony was held in the presence of Minister for Finance Rameshwar Prasad Khanal and Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal yesterday. According to a press release issued by the Embassy of Japan, Ambassador of Japan to Nepal Maeda Toru and Secretary of the Ministry of Finance Ghanashyam Upadhyaya signed the exchange of notes for the grant. Security forces have rescued 72 tourists, including 17 foreigners, who were stranded due to heavy snowfall at the Annapurna base camp in Myagdi. Security personnel were mobilized from Myagdi to assist in the rescue of tourists facing difficulties after the hidden valley along the Dhaulagiri circuit trek, which connects Myagdi to Mustang, was covered with snow. Yesterday morning, all 72 tourists, including foreigners, were rescued with the help of the armed police force, civil police and local residents. The trekking route has remained blanketed by snow since Monday night. 20 tourists who had lost their way were rescued with the help of cables. Snow along the Morris Herzog route was cleared to facilitate their descent. Chief District Officer of Myagdi Badri Prasad Tiwari said that visits to the Annapurna base camp have been prohibited from Monday till today after an assessment of potential risk due to rainfall and snowfall. A bus bound to Kathmandu from Gaur met with an accident this morning in Bharatpur metropolitan city, 9 near Tikauli forest area, injuring 33 people. Deputy spokesperson at the Armed Police Force Office, Shailendra Thapa, informed that the injured were immediately rescued and taken to Chitwan Medical College, National City Hospital and Bharatpur Hospital. The condition of all injured is stable. The road that was temporarily blocked after the accident has resumed operation. The government has decided not to immediately appoint ambassadors to the countries where the positions are lying vacant. At a press conference held yesterday to make public the decisions of the Council of Ministers, Government Spokesperson and Communication Minister Jagdish Kharel said the interim government will not appoint ambassadors for the time being. The Communication Minister said the government decided not to appoint new ambassadors to fill the vacant positions for the 11 countries for now, and that the diplomatic and administrative functions in those countries will continue to be handled through the existing second-tier staff stationed there. Similarly, the cabinet meeting held yesterday decided to provide access to data in the National Identity Information Management System through electronic systems for various services such as foreign employment, court case management and others. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that her attention has been drawn to reports disseminated by various media claiming that Kathmandu metropolitan city Mayor Balin Shah has been exerting pressure on Prime Minister to remove Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal from his position. In a press statement issued yesterday by the Chief Private Secretary to the Prime Minister, Adarsha Kumar Shrestha, it is stated that the appointment and removal of members of the Council of Ministers fall solely under the jurisdiction of the Prime Minister and no such decisions are made under anyone's pressure or influence. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has urged everyone not to spread or believe such rumours and propaganda. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has requested German Ambassador to Nepal Udo Walz to prod the German company contracted by Nepal government in printing passports before deadline. Prime Minister Karki made such request during a courtesy call German Ambassador Walz made on her yesterday. In response, the ambassador assured prodding the concerned company to intensify the printing. On the occasion, the issues of Nepal-German relations and mutual assistance were discussed during the meeting held at Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav called on Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology in Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the ministry, during the meeting, discussions were held on bilateral relations, cooperation and other issues of common interest. On the occasion, Minister Kharel appreciated India's support and goodwill extended for Nepal's social and political developments. Likewise, the Indian ambassador expressed India's commitment to support for Nepal's economic transformation and prosperity through fiscal and technical assistance. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Prince Andrew of the United Kingdom is to lose his prince title and leave his Windsor Mansion Royal Lodge following weeks of intense scrutiny over his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the BBC in a statement yesterday, the Buckingham Palace said the king's brother will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Andrew gave up his other royal titles earlier this month, including the Duke of York, after facing more questions about his private life. As well as the title, the palace said, formal notice has now been served to surrender the lease on Royal Lodge. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, while the weather will be partly cloudy conditions are expected in the remaining provinces today. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall in many areas of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and light rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. A few places in Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces and at one or two places in Lumini province may experience heavy rainfall today. Many areas of the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces as well as a few areas of the high hilly and Himalayan regions of other provinces are likely to see moderate snowfall. One or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces may experience heavy snowfall today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rainfall and snowfall affect several sectors including tourism, agriculture and aviation. Weather to improve from tomorrow. Vehicular movement along BP Highway and Mid Hill Highway restricted during night due to increased risk of floods and landslides. Nepal government defers appointments of ambassadors to vacant post. And Prince Andrew of United Kingdom stripped of title, ordered to leave Royal Lodge. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.